Coming up this week on the Sober and Black Show, the Raiders with some late-game heroics roar past the Jaguars. AFC Defensive Player of the Week Lamar Houston stops by, and we'll have our weekly conversation with head coach Dennis Allen. All this and a lot more as we get you ready for the old AFL showdown with the Chiefs next on the Sober and Black Show.
The Sober and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
The ancient old AFL rivals will meet for the 107th time in the regular season on Sunday when the Raiders make their annual trek to Arrowhead, an annual trek that has been most successful. They have won five straight years there dating back to 2007. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And this is a big week for the Raiders and the Chiefs, Jim. Raiders come in with a record of 2-4. Kansas City off their bye week trying to get back in the AFC West after losing five of their first six games.
No, you're right about that. It really behooves the Raiders to go out there and play a good game against the Kansas City Chiefs and come away with a victory. They're, you know, despite being 2-4, they're only one game back of the leaders, Denver and San Diego.
Last time the Raiders were in Kansas City was last year on Christmas Eve, and they came away with an overtime victory, 16-13. Sebastian Janikowski nailed a 36-yard field goal, and that's propelled the Raiders into the new year, Jim. They have two wins this year, and they have both been boot-offs, if you will. Janikowski, very late in the Pittsburgh game, will nail a 43-yarder, and last week against Jacksonville in overtime, he splits the uprights from 40 yards out, and the Raiders win 26-23.
Yeah, and if you look at games overall statistically, many of these games are decided by a touchdown or less, and so that's where the field goal kicker comes in very, very handy, and we certainly have one of the best in Sebastian Janikowski.
Janikowski was one of the heroes last week, to be sure, but there were many as the Raiders had to rally back a couple of times. They were down 20-6 in the third quarter. They were down 23-13 with 12:40 to play in the game, Jim. But Carson Palmer just willed this team to a victory in the second half. He jumped into the no huddle. He took a lot of shots and made a lot of big throws down the field.
Yeah, I was really surprised at the kind of pass rush that Jacksonville was able to put on Carson Palmer and the Raiders. But they adjusted a lot of that in the second half, came up with big plays. And I tell you, Carson Palmer's a war veteran, so to speak. And, you know, he just stands there, takes the shelling, and continues to find his receivers open down the field, moves around a little bit. Not a great deal, but just enough to give him a little bit more time to find his open receivers down the field.
He was 26 of 46 last Sunday for 298 yards. He has now thrown for over 200 yards in 12 straight games, a Raider franchise record. Another touchdown pass to Denarius Moore as he dives in here. That's 2 weeks in a row that Demo got into the end zone. He had a 59-yarder down the sideline to Darius Heyward Bey earlier in the game. Some big throws to Rod Streeter, but it looks like his favorite target in crunch time is the tight end Brandon Myers, who came up with big catches in the fourth quarter, Jim, and had a career high with a 7-catch day.
Yeah, Brandon Myers really becoming a force for this Raiders offense. He's a clutch receiver in tough situations. He's able to make that catch that keeps the momentum going for the Raiders. And a lot of the times it's long yardage situations where Brandon Myers really becomes a factor. And I keep repeating this, and I say this all the time, tight ends are invaluable, and Brandon really is becoming that way.
Carson Palmer of the Raider offense was able to come back from the 2-touchdown deficit because of the play of the Raider defense, right, Jim. From midway through the second quarter through the end of the game, the Raiders completely stuffed the Jaguars offense.
Yeah, they certainly did. They had a little trouble early in the game. Maurice Jones-Drew went out early, second play of the game, actually. Still, because of the turnovers of the Raiders on offense and special teams, that hurt the Raiders, put the Raiders in a hole, but the Raiders stuck to it defensively, kept coming after Blaine Gabbert and then Chad Henne, and they just put so much pressure on them. Just completely shut down the offense of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Three quarterback sacks on the day. Miles Burris comes free for his first sack in the NFL. Richard Seymour had a big one here in overtime, but the hero of the game on defense was Lamar Houston, Jim. We'll get down to the four-point stance here, come back inside to pick up the quarterback sack, but he had the play of the game in overtime on the wide receiver Cecil Shorts here, with a punch out and the recovery by Hoseley Johansson, time to bring in Janikowski and win the game.
Yeah, once again, a great defensive effort by the Raiders. As you mentioned, Lamar Houston just all over the field, just got a motor that won't quit, and he's making big plays left and right for the Raiders defense.
A little later on the Silver Black Show, we're going to talk to the Raider head coach Dennis Allen about the play of number 99. It was a base defensive end and then slides inside of the nickel and heats up the quarterback. But when we come back on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to meet Lamar Houston. Jeanette Thompson will be in conversation with the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.